Welcome to Tea Party Media. I am Martin Lindeskog, and today I will talk about referral marketing and the referral engine, as John Jansch wrote the book with that title, and the process here of learn to know somebody, meet them online in person, you like them, hopefully, and they like you, and then you build a trust over time. And then you have a referral, you do business, and then business exchange in one way or another. And then you could refer to your network of contacts, for example. So I have joined a network online. They have physical meetings also in England and other places called Circle Networks. And that I was referred or introduced to this network back in the day, and then I got reminded of it thanks to a fellow member of Booster Friends, that is a physical business network here in Sweden, and it's located in the area of Gothenburg in three different places. And it will open a new place also in the near future that I'm planning to go to and attend. And I could take that as before I continue with Circle Networks. It's good to have it online also, because I will include that in the show notes if you listen to the latest episode of Pluck the Day. I have challenges here with my movement, movability, and so on. So it's good to do online also, but at the same time I see then opportunities to get this fixed and get it easier to move. So I will tell you more about that in Pluck the Day podcast, about my well-being, my health journey and solutions and challenges and so on. So, back to Circle Network. I joined there for the second time, you could say, thanks to John Arnmarker, photographer in Booster Friends. Joined earlier, but then I didn't get it, how much it was, and the opportunity with it. So I started then again in November, and when I got the reply from the founder, Jamie Stewart, and have this start, and I will give it a year, as I did with BNI once. And it will take time, and it's always up to you. But it's also a cost in time, energy, and money, and you want to have a return on investment. So, again, it's up to you. So I will give it a year. I will see how this could develop over time, this process, referral marketing. And I will do that as a thing to read a little bit from Jamie's book, More Buffalo, every day here during April, and then also doing the workshop that he has, Action Step Workshop. So that's one thing that's challenge for me, to do this next step follow-up and having contact one-to-one, and see what it could lead to. But I also think this so-called, you could say, tension, or is it magnetic thing, attraction marketing, how it could come to you also over time, if you, or as I am, a certified networker, and you have it in your core in a natural way, but it's also training. So I'm happy with Circle Networks that they have, I think it's three different courses, they have workshops, and now they have started with Monday check-in that you could ask about your ask, because that's one part, and you having these breakout meetings and attending the meeting. The meeting is often 90 minutes, and it's like two times breakout rooms, and then it's often two speakers also. And I will have a spotlight here on Thursday, and then up following Thursday. This Thursday is in this podcasting and speaker and event group on Circle Network. You could go to Circle Network, and I will include the link. It's a UK website. And there you could search for, I think it's 40 different groups. And then the following Thursday, it's retail and branding and different local brands there. And it is the host there, and also for podcasting now group, is Dave Christie. So I will do my spotlight for 7 minutes, and I prepared a presentation, and I will talk about podcasting 2.0. So you're more than welcome to join that meeting and test and become do a free trial of a network and check it out. And I have an idea here also that I've talked about before, that I will start interviewing and having conversations with fellow members of Circle Network about referral marketing and what they like the best regarding Circle Networks and other networks. And then you could say is reading about more Buffalo and other literature in this area. And then very unique value proposition and what they are doing, and also talking about this so-called icebreaker about the beverage, because that's my going back to my site teaparty.media. So I'm a tea enthusiast. I drink coffee also and other beverages. It's interesting how this is a topic that you could have light conversation and in a laid back way. Often you start with that icebreaker, but I will probably end with it, so it will be one part, a segment, a chapter in the episode that you go back. And where I have an idea together with Johan how we could create illustrations with images and photos for the chapters. So again, giving a thanks and shout out to Dave James that I had a one-to-one with, that has a tagline similar to don't freak out regarding speaking engagement and taking the stage. And he was one of the presenters, had this spotlight and thinking out of the box regarding presenting your area, your speciality and your skills, and in the area that you are working at, is me as a new media advisor. And he came up with this idea to show how to podcasting process workflow with recording, editing, publishing, marketing. Then I came up with this 7 P's, and the 5 P's, thanks to Sam Satti and others, coming up with you do the planning, you do the production, and you go do the post-production, and then you do the promotion, and then hopefully it will be some kind of profit. And there I will talk about that more also as a separate episode, what's profit as an acronym, what that could include. Because that's the challenge for podcasters, that it could be a hobby, it could be like a marketing thing. To think of that in the first place, not to make a profit or earn lots of money with your podcast. You could do that, but that could be a challenge if you're not a famous person, celebrity, has lots of fans. But that's coming back to true fans, where I'm hosting this podcast, is that you could get paid for your attention and time as a listener, as you listen now. Thanks. You listener out there. And then as a podcast host, And when everyone in this process, like a guest or somebody fixing with the transcript or chapters and other things. So that's an interesting way to see it. So again, thanks, Dave James, for his idea. And we'll talk soon again. And I will plan this ahead and probably do, like, as I said before, once a week here. Try to do it short and sweet. Now I'm rambling a bit, but because that's the thing with the editing and also for you listener, but come up with like one topic, one idea, and a thing like a log, a blog, like a log book that you know when you're sailing, and things that comes up regarding new media, business philosophy, have a good life, including tea. So that said, I will say cheerio and talk to you soon again. And I will include the links to these groups on Circle Networks, and you're welcome to attend the meeting on Thursday and the following Thursday. So with that, say cheerio and bye for now.